punk and the schooner. No one is punk. And the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner.
Extraordinary show number 19.
Show number 19, I say number 19.
Of Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. I am Dust Crooner. Gene, who are you?
I'm Noise Punk, yo. Here we are at show number 19 with Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. It's, what's the date today? It's like April or May. I don't know where it is. 2007. And we got a very
special guest. But you know what? Actually, this is a special guest. It's the first literally non-composer.
No, that's not true. We had non-composers before.
Yeah, but no, but they all were composers to a certain extent. Matt Fields.
Matt Field, he composed. It's okay, we'll just talk amongst yourselves. You sit there. We have with us a real, I don't think he's ever written a piece of music in his life. So, you have? Oh, we'll talk about it. All right, his name is Borislav Strulev, or as I call him, Boris Love.
Arguably the greatest cellist living right now. How are you, sir?
Certainly the greatest cellist in this room.
Thank you so much for such an enormous introduction. I must just say I'm a huge fan of this radio show, and personally, huge fan of Gene and Charles, who I know for a long, long time.
Can you please get your hand off of Charles' knee?
You know.
Well, I thought it's a show, radio show.
It is.
We'll pay you in a check momentarily.
Yes, yes. That was a paid advertising by Borislav Strulev of Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Well, so, obviously, since we have... you can't ask your question.
Yeah, I usually ask, what the hell are you being a composer for?
But maybe you could ask modify the question.
Yes,
what are you doing
at
cello?
Obviously, what started the whole thing? What made you want to play the cello? Obvious question.
Go.
It's a very funny story, so in the end, everybody going to laugh. And we'll that's what I hope for. Well, to cut story short, I was born in a family of a musicians. Mm-hmm. And very famous ones. And obviously, the decision was very easy to make. Mm-hmm. That I will be a musician, but singer. Because all my family are singers.
Uh-huh. Right.
And when I came to music school, unfortunately, piano classes was finished.
Oh.
And already I was like 8 and a half. It's a critical age for me in order to become a musician. You know, it's already... I have to start it.
This was like 3 years ago.
It was like 3 years ago. And when I came, I sang the song, and I said, I'd like to be a piano student. Director of the school said, Borislav, unfortunately, we have no more place for you. And you have two possibilities, to be violinist or cellist. Now think, if you play violin, you have to always be in standing position. But if you play cello, you always sit in a chair. Ah. Which one are you going to pick up? And I said, of course I'm going to take a cello. Right. Because I could be seated. And it's, you know, and that moment, this whole life been changed for me.
Wow.
And I would say in a very good way.
We like it.
So it was laziness. Yeah, that made you a cellist.
You're in such wonderful shape. We figured that that's why you're sitting down.
What are you?
The thing is, cello is a complete... replica of vocal voice, from bass to soprano to mezzo, and it's a very singing instrument.
Covers the whole range.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And on that note, maybe we should get to some music. What do you think?
This was a very serious discussion and it made me upset. Why? I don't know. Okay.
Well, let me play for you.
Yeah, some cello music.
Some cello music.
There you go.
Together with piano. That's going to be from my CD.
Borislav has a lot of CDs.
Commercial CD bought by other people.
Yes, and if you'd like to buy the CD, go to bstrulev.com. No,
Borislav.
Oh, it's a full thing. Okay.
Borislav Strulev.
How do you spell that?
Well, it's very easy to find from the Google.
Yeah, Google cello, and Borislav will be there.
right after Borislav Strulev.com.
Yeah, and there you can buy a CD. And this one is called Borislav Strulev Cello, Sergei Yerokin Piano.
Yes.
And then what is the name of the CD? Is there a name for the CD?
It's a two cello sonatas.
Oh.
By Rachmaninoff.
No, but is the CD has a name?
No. Shostakovich.
Yeah.
So we're going to play Vocalese.
Yeah. A little shocky, a little rocky.
I think Vocalese is a good one. It's a beautiful way to start. This is on the Lyrinx record label based in France.
Yes.
Okay, let's hear
Marseille.
Let's hear it. The Vocalese, the famous Vocalese by Rachmaninoff, arranged here for cello and piano. Borislav Strulev is our guest, along with pianist Sergei Yerokin, here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
Banana.
A great old war horse indeed. The vocalese by Sergei Rachmaninoff, played by our guest Borislav Strulev, the great cellist, along with pianist Sergei Yerokhin here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. That was a recording from the Lyrinx record label based in Paris.
That made me horny.
Awkward. Well, that's good. That's good. I'm very happy.
Yeah. And not just because Charles is sitting naked in the studio.
You know, I got issues, okay?
He's definitely got issues. He got an issue of Playboy, an issue of Playgirl.
you didn't make that up, did you?
I did.
Manamana.
Very nice piece that you played, but you haven't written the piece. That's okay. So, the composer is dead in the 70s, I think that he died.
No, he died in the 40s, you moron. Who? He died in 1943.
Oh, who died in the 70s? Oh, that was Shostakovich.
Shostakovich, yeah.
Were they related?
No.
I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
Yeah,
it's beer night.
It's beer night here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
All right, so now maybe we should go. Well, where do we want to go? Tell us. I'm thinking of living composers.
Yeah, we should play from the same CD some scherzo from Shostakovich Sonata.
I agree.
Shostakovich, I told you.
I remember even a long time ago, I performed this live, and Charles was the page turner.
I was indeed, yes. Not for you, but for the crazy, the smiley Russian whose name I forget at the moment.
Who's that?
Well, the guy you don't. Great Russian pianist, Alexander Markovich.
Markovich.
Oh, wait, you know that crazy fat guy?
Yeah, that guy.
That guy's fucked up. Yeah.
Well, he is extremely talented and a great friend of ours. And
yeah. So I can't say more bad things.
We had a wonderful time working together.
He's a wonderful pianist, but he's nuts. But that's the case with a lot of great artists.
Somebody told me, like,
anyway,
he stayed over their house and ate everything.
CD with a different pianist, my very dear friend Sergei Rokhin, who lives in Spain, and was kind enough to record this with me.
Yeah.
So let's put it on the scherzo from Shostakovich Sonata.
The rain
and
in Spain,
I would like
knows
to add just one thing that was very happy to be chosen for 100 years anniversary of Shostakovich, which
birth.
Took
birth
place,
or death.
Birth. And it took place
100 years ago
in New York.
Oh,
at Steinway Hall, where I played a number of his pieces with support of our great Mayor Bloomberg.
Ah,
so
you think he's really great? I don't really think he's that great.
He supported 100 years anniversary of Shostakovich, and a small concert like that, it means something.
Now, were you able to smoke around him? Son of a bitch, I hate.
Okay.
On that happy note.
I'll give you a happy note. But kicking your balls.
This is actually the second movement, the scherzo-like movement by Shostakovich from the Sonata for Cello and Piano. Once again, our guest Borislav Strulev on the cello, along with, once again, pianist Sergei Yerokhin here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
I'm scared of scherzos.
Holy crap. Second movement of the Shostakovich Cello Sonata, featuring Borislav Strulev, our guest, the cellist, along with the pianist Sergei Yerokhin here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
I just said the whole thing in Morse code.
Yeah, sure you did.
Well, I just must say, guys, again, I'm really a fan of your show and been a long time that I've been listening, and we talked to Gene when we're going to maybe do it something instead of composers with a cellist for a change.
Yeah,
I'm happy to be here and to be a part of this. It's really amazing.
Yeah. How do you really feel?
Well, I'm really honest with what I'm just mentioning.
Okay, there you go.
Stop playing with the bottles of beer.
It's either this or putting it up Charles' ass. Okay.
You think you're funny. You really think you're funny.
All right, well, we've been playing. I think this is the most, like, kind of, not traditional, whatever. It's just the coverage of classical music.
Well, that's good. It's great. With a little classical repertoire, because that's my roots, and that's what I was born to really.
Yo, going back to the roots, son.
But, we're doing lots of different stuff. And sooner or later, we're going to play
some shit
from my other CD, which I recorded with our in family great friend, Christian Jarvi.
Yes, Christian. We're going to have Christian on this show sooner or later.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Talking to the mic,
should.
You fuck.
Yeah, so I was getting at that. I just said yeah.
And what we did from his obviously wonderful ideas, he was telling me all the time, and he introduced me to the great composers like Daniel Schneider, Erkki Svinttunen.
Daniel Schneider was on the show.
And Arvo Pärt.
Yeah.
So I recorded three their concertos, and Daniel Schneider actually wrote for that recording a new cello concerto, which was amazing success. And I performed that piece in Milwaukee.
Oh, because he's the composer.
It was American debut with this piece. We got a crazy, incredible, nice reviews.
Should we hear it?
And it was very interesting. Well, let's play.
What do you want to play? Then?
Something from that CD. You know?
Okay, a portion of the Schneider concerto then.
Fucking Schneider!
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to do that in unison.
Fucking Schneider!
where is this?
Where it's in the, on the city. Don't worry about that. All right. So look, this is. Do you want to say anything else about? I mean, this is. City is not available yet commercially, right?
But no, not yet. Yes, it's coming up, and you should at least have a little
preview, little some
sample.
Okay.
Announce it, Charles.
This is Daniel Schneider's cello concerto.
We're gonna play, I think, third movement.
Does it have a name?
And
is there a name to it?
Well, it's a cello concerto.
That's a terrible name.
Yeah.
And basically, it's recorded with Scandinavian orchestra when Christian was in Umeå with Norrlands.
I've been there. It's
Symphony
nice.
Opera and Orchestra.
You're right.
And we played once live. We put together extremely difficult piece, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm dreaming to put this piece also not only in America or Scandinavia, but also take to Russia.
Yeah.
And some places really where this musical language is kind of new.
Sounds good, babe. I wrote a concerto for Borislav, but he's never recorded or played it.
It's my next thing in the agenda.
You're lying, you bastard! Let's play the Schneider.
I'm not. Yeah. Me and Gene is like this.
Yo, it's like this, y'all.
And I'm showing my two fingers together.
Just in case you're wondering, he's showing his knees.
This is what's happening. Charles is naked, and Borislav is showing his two fingers together.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to put these two bottles where the sun don't shine. Announce it!
Which second movement you said?
Third
movement of the Cello Concerto by Daniel Schneider, featuring our guest, Borislav Strulev, cellist, along with Christian Yerby, leading the Norrland Symphony Orchestra of the Norrlands Opera. Here on
Opera.
Noise, of the, here on Noise Punk, and...
That's great! It's really difficult. We'll be right back.
Music of Daniel Schneider, an old friend of Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
And Borislav.
Yeah. That was the last movement of his cello concerto featuring Borislav Strulev, our cellist guest here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner, featuring also the Norrlands Opera Symphony Orchestra of the Norrlands Opera, conducted by Christian Järvi, another old friend of Noise Punk and Das Kruner and Borislav. But anyway.
Anyway, I think that piece, what Daniel wrote, is really amazing for cello and for our now century, which really deserves lots of attention and possibilities to be heard in all around the world, because it's really a sort of a new language, in my opinion. And also as a player, I had to learn several things in order to perform this.
Like how to play the cello.
Yeah. Exactly, Jim. Anyways, on this CD, we also have
you have more stuff on the CD.
Great pieces by our mutual friends.
Who's that?
Erkis Ventur.
Always.
I know
show.
Big Erics.
And I know Big Erics too.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, why? Don't talk to me like that.
I meant that in a good way.
That is our motif throughout the show.
Can we do it in three-part harmony? Here, you sing this note. You this one. I'll sing this note. You're not singing with me.
I don't know the rest of it.
Well, that sounds like Arve Pärt.
Yes. Let's play some Arve.
I'm also going to play for you.
Let's play some Arve. Arve Pärt is not a friend of ours.
Really have some kind of... it's a very unusual concerto called Pro et Contra.
Oh, yes.
And it's only 10 minutes long.
I'm anti et contra.
And basically takes incredible energy from me and a conductor and an orchestra actually to perform mentally the whole concerto, but it's so short, you know. You spend so much energy in order to really produce this incredible energy, what it's inside in the score.
Yes, and this is an early... Isn't this an early piece of Arvo Pärt?
Early piece, which was written for the greatest ever, Mstislav Rostropovich.
Oh, snap.
Whom I played when I was much younger.
You
and
played
his
for
his first visit
to
Moscow. And I was brought up to him, and he said, "What's your name?" I said, "Borislav." He said, "Oh, my name is Mstislav." Okay, come on in. And I played for him several pieces. For me, it was basically a meeting with a god.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we had no possibility to, when he was leaving Moscow, to talk or to really go to the concerts. It's only video image or CD recordings. And so all of a sudden you see this person who you pray every day, and you in his presence.
Sure.
I mean, I basically literally felt, I don't know how to explain better. I have no words, but really it was very important for me.
He's not called Slava for nothing.
Exactly.
Yes. Thank you for that lousy, corny.
That was a Russian background. That was like a little Russian chord.
Up a bottle of beer from the keyboard.
No, I was playing a little Russian. No, anyway, how many kids did you and Slava have?
Anyway, I think our fans, because we do have lots of fans in Russia, who's going to listen this, they're going to laugh at that one.
I'm sure they'll laugh.
Yeah.
They're laughing all the way to the bank.
And actually, beer night me and Gene just been to Moscow recently. But
we'll talk about this a little bit later.
And Gene has lots of fans now.
I have lots of fans. They all love me. Yes. One of them touched one of my testicles.
We try to get back to
the orchestra CD.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
And I would like to just remind that I could be reached or actually to borislavstrulev.com, where, you know, have lots of information.
Because he's that damn good. Isn't that right, Borislav?
I cannot agree with this because I'm very shy.
All right, okay, so I guess we'll hear the...
I just want to say to my mother, I love you.
I love you, Mom. Top of the world, Mom!
All right, so I guess we should go with the...
The reason I was saying that is that because if it was not my mother,
yes,
who actually gave me a birth, but also brought up as a musician who I am now, and being my coach and my accompanist, actually all my life, you know, none of that will be an existence. And I would like to really, in one day, when I have a possibility to have a special tribute for Marina Strulova, who is a magnificent artist and pianist, and who made incredible involvement in my life.
There you go.
Charles would like to say also something to his mother.
What?
Mama, I wanna.
That's Jim Morrison.
What a fuck. Sorry.
So we should go to Arvo Pärt.
Okay, let's go to Arvo Pärt.
Pro et contra, an old piece.
Yeah, let's
by
play a third movement, which has incredible groove.
Right. This is the Pro et contra, right?
Pro et contra.
Written originally for Mstislav Rostropovich, otherwise known to you classical lovers as Slava. Featuring our guest, Borislav Strulev.
Also, I would like to add that this concerto in the first movement needs really enormous kicking on the cello with a bow, with a hand, and in the third movement you also could hear, and you will think it's a percussion instrument, but actually it's me who is kicking with my left hand over the body of the cello. It's a very percussive music.
Yes.
Charles likes the body of the cello.
Here on Noise
He
Punk.
Likes the F-hole.
Here! Will you?
So let's put it on.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Let's do it. Pro et contra by Arvo Pärt. Featuring Borislav
Strulev.
And conducted by Christian
Jarvi.
And the
New Orleans
Symphony Orchestra.
Orchestra.
Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Thank you. Thank you.
unbelievable. Pro et Contra, an early piece by Arvo Pärt, Estonia's probably best known composer, featuring our cellist Borislav Strulev and the Kristjan Järvi leading the Norrlands Symphony Orchestra of the Norrlands Opera.
Actually, I would like to tell you a little story about this concerto that I just recently actually played this piece in Irkutsk, which is the Lake Baikal, very famous, the deepest, cleanest lake in Siberia, where my very special friend Denis Matsuev, who is the winner of Tchaikovsky competition.
Is that where we're going?
No, we go to the different festival. He has two festivals.
But is it in Irkutsk?
One is called Crescendo, which takes place in every year in a different towns, different places around the world. And another one in his native Irkutsk, where he is from.
Right.
On the Lake Baikal.
Right.
So I play this piece with the local orchestra. And the audience and the reaction, I mean, it was really, it's the first time ever it's been performed there, obviously.
Right.
You know, it was kind of very tricky, you know, to rehearse and to come up with all these effects and stuff like this. So I was very happy to take this piece to such a, in a way,
remote,
far away place.
Remote.
Not really remote. It's very cultured.
I'm trying to
beautiful.
Trying to use the word remote in sentences a lot these days.
That's good. That's good for you. So actually, to not going far from Estonia. Since we have Estonian conductor and Arvo Pärt is from Estonia, now we have another guy from Estonia who is on my CD as a composer also, Erki Sventur.
An old friend of Noise Punk and Dust Crooner as well.
Yes, we know Erki well.
This concerto becomes so popular that he managed to make even for bassoon, for our mutual great bassoon player friend,
Martin
Kuzma!
Yes! So... Yeah. This concerto really, you know, having lots of admiration. So let's maybe play a little part of it.
Yeah, the second movement, right?
The second movement.
Yeah. This was originally a cello concerto first, and then it became a bassoon, at Martin's request, mind you. But
I wasn't going to hear it until it became a tuba concerto, but I guess I have to hear it.
I guess you have to hear it now. Yeah. So let's hear a portion of the cello concerto by Estonian composer Erki Sventur. This is actually the second movement, once again featuring our guest Borislav Strulev, cellist, along with Kristjan Järvi leading the Norrlands Orchestra here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
You like to hear yourself talk.
Yeah.
You like your voice.
Well, Charles has a very beautiful voice, and he's a wonderful singer.
He's a wonderful singer. Sing us a song. I'll accompany you. Concerto. We'll be right back.
The cello concerto, a portion of the cello concerto by Estonian composer Erkki Sventyr.
What movement? That was like a movement, right?
Yeah, second movement. Featuring Borislav Strulev, our guest cellist, along with Christian Järvi leading the Norrlands Orchestra of the Norrlands Opera. My God, it's Zamfir!
Well, you guys, too much fun, really.
Yeah, you know, it's the beer.
It's the tight underwear that Charles is wearing.
Yeah, so, that's it.
That was beautiful. We played a lot of, I think, all concertos of Borislav for a month?
Yeah.
Borislav does a lot of things, I'd like to tell you.
Let's play an example of these other things.
And he plays for a lot of different, like, weird places. Like, have you ever played for any world leaders?
Yes, I did.
Tell us about it.
Well, great for me honor was that I was invited this year to perform with my friend Denis Matsuev several times for Russian President Vladimir Putin in different occasions, including a sort of a private dinner for Berlusconi, who in that time was Premier Minister of Italy.
Hello.
And I'm sure lots of people loves Italy. And so to answer your question, yes. And yes, we have, in a way, constantly this kind of, not possibilities, but we got re-invited to perform our very unique repertoire. Because we're both classical training musicians. Mm-hmm. But we do play, sort of we call a little crossover, meaning that our pieces involve a jazzy atmosphere and movement.
Absolutely.
So, as example, I would like to play for you a piece which become a really hit right now in Russia, which was rearranged by Sergei Dryznin.
I know him.
A great friend of mine, and Jeans also.
Nice guy.
He now lives in Paris. And moved out of New York because his wife got a new job. She's now a main editor of Herald Tribune.
It's always a woman, isn't it?
So he's there, and Charles, he is working on an enormous project to put together a new Russian musical called Yekaterina the Great.
Who's it about?
So he's there. I just visited him in Paris. We had a very nice recital with him. And we had a wonderful time. So he was the one who was arranging lots of pieces for Gidon Kremer. So latest arrangement was the sonata by Liszt, Dante, for piano. Ah. Now for violin and orchestra.
You know what was Liszt's mother's name?
Tell me.
Shopping.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Anyway.
So what do we want to hear?
So I would like to put you something that to move ourselves from this hard classical world and modern music to a little jazzy atmosphere, because I do play lots of crossover jazz, and we end our show.
I'm going to
open a little secret with our project with Gene, who is here.
Hi.
Still with us.
Not too much.
And the jazz is really become part of my life. I was introduced by, again, this great friend of mine, Denis Matsuev, who always played jazz from, like, when he was a kid. Sure. And we started to play a little Gershwin, this and that, and now it's grown to really a big involvement. So I was invited on June 8th to Carnegie Hall to pay tribute to Oscar Peterson. So it's the biggest honor for me, really. And I work with people like Regina Carter. We recorded a CD together, which called Paganini After a Dream. Mm-hmm. And I work with Eliane Elias.
Sure.
Wonderful Brazilian pianist.
Absolutely.
Along with the magnificent mezzo-soprano Denise Graves.
Denise Graves, oh my God.
And you can purchase this CD. It's called Lost Days. I play three movements on that CD. And it's involved arrangement of Villa-Lobos.
Right.
Beautiful songs.
Yeah.
And I played and did a wonderful show with Bobby McFerrin in Russia.
Are you there?
Yes, along with Denise and our sort of
like Bobby McFerrin
jazz quartet.
It's cool.
And
hey, back to Putin. Did you ever hear Putin's version of Putin on the Ritz?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Putin on the Ritz.
Let's just play music. What do you exactly. What do you want to play?
If you do, and you do
and
know
also
where to
add,
go
to, you know, to show, you know, what I'm really doing these days, along maybe if eventually it's going to happen with Gene, we're working on a little project. I just met Vangelis in Athens.
Ba, 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 ba.
Yes, and he's working on a marvelous idea to write a violin concerto for our dearest friend, Julian Rachlin. So, and it really needs a wonderful orchestration in the future.
And who's the greatest orchestrator in the world, Charles? Tell me.
Charles Coleman.
No! Ah!
Gene Pritzker.
That's going to get edited. That's
maybe,
gonna,
maybe. But
that's
we'll
going to get edited.
We'll see. We'll see if it's ever take place.
If it ever takes
place. Anyways.
Papa needs a new brand new bag. That's what I'm talking about.
We should orchestrate the same thing and see who's better.
I love jazz.
So, are you choking under the pressure? Anyway.
I'm choking
anyway,
at the laughter.
I love jazz. I do lots of appearances and do lots of crossover. And let's hear some.
All right. What do you want to play for us?
The cross-dressing concerto.
Let's play something as a secret, and then we'll talk about it.
All right. It's a good idea. Here is
a secret by
Borislav Sturlev's jazzier side on the cello here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
Yeah. Okay. Call me.
Thank you.
And unless you're not a passionate jazz fan, you would know that that is the great song Body and Soul by Johnny Green, played here by our guest Borislav Strulev on the cello, along with Roger Kellaway, great jazz pianist. And who are the other players in that?
Well, I would like to say a couple words about Roger, that I was lucky enough to meet him, and lucky enough that this guy who played with greatest Grappelli and Bobby Darin, an incredible jazz musician, and I'm counting Roger as a really... He's a very good friend of Oscar Peterson, and he's the greatest jazz pianist who loves cello and adores and knows how to write and make special arrangements. And actually, this project, what we're doing with him, and he's composing and arranging something for me, and with whom I will play on June 8th at Carnegie Hall.
2007.
Please come. Buy tickets, and it's going to be an incredible show, along with Clark Terry and super megastars in the jazz world. And for me, appear there as a Russian cellist, it's really something really unique. And I just adore Roger, his talent. His,
do you adore him, Body and Soul?
Body and Soul is a magnificent theme, and I'm very happy that I was featured and... that we have a chance to play together.
That's a beautiful arrangement there.
And now for something completely different.
What is this, Monty Python?
It, from Mighty Python.
Monty Python's Flying Circus!
Is any of you guys thirsty?
No.
Because I gotta pee.
Yeah. Yeah, really? You really think that's amusing? you're an idiot. You're a freaking idiot.
Well, we're talking about jazz, so I think he felt really from this composition of really jazzy.
He should relieve himself.
Exactly. Yeah, in your mouth. All right.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. All right. So
let's put something else, something really different, something what.
Well, basically, like you guys know, the show is Noise Punk and
Das Kruner.
I'm sorry.
One more thing I want to add.
There's something else. Sorry.
That just to show the collaboration, what I have, it's quite unique.
There's something else.
With incredible pianist also, Denis Matsuev, who is a really classical, mega superstar. Okay. Because he is actually recital debut in Kennedy, he just played Kennedy Center recital where I went. It was a magnificent program. But he is going to perform at Carnegie Hall November 17th. His recital debut, but he is an incredible jazz pianist, sort of for me like Art Tatum or Oscar, and just name it. So I would like to put one track which become really famous now in Russia. It's from the movie, very famous Russian movie called Circus. Who wrote for this movie was very famous Russian composer, movie composer, Isaac Dunayevsky. And we talked previously about Sergei Dryznin, who made arrangement for violin and piano and orchestra. But obviously, after what I heard, I decided to play on cello. And that piece became, with Denis' interpretation, absolute hit. So I would like to play this now for you and show you my collaboration with my very special friend, an incredible pianist.
So, Circus.
It's a circus fantasy.
Fantasy.
For cello and piano.
Piano.
Yes.
And cello. Arrangement made by Sergei Dryznin.
Dryznin.
And all the information, by the way, could be found on borislavstulev.com.
Website. The website. Good.
Yeah.
Because he's that damn good.
Play the motherfucking piece.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
Thank you.
Circus. Boryslav Shtrulov, cello. Denis Masuev, piano. Composed by...
Well, Isaac Dunayevsky and rearranged by Dresnin. Sergei Dresnin. Wonderful, our friend.
Keep up with
and
that.
Great, great, great arranger. And I must tell you, in the end, where we just heard, we had this wonderful Russian folk song. Широка страна моя родная.
My wide country, dear, my wide, dear country.
Yes. The wider, it's better. And
like Charles's mouth.
See, I knew that was coming, man.
So when we performed this once in a private dinner, when Gorbachev was giving to Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton stood up and he was thinking that actually that was the Russian hymn. And Gorbachev and Bono from U2, who was sitting there, they sort of like, it's okay, you can be seated. It's just a folk song. It's not a hymn. I found this quite funny because I was facing the situation when I was playing.
Yeah.
Anyways,
you sure he didn't stand up?
I'm very, very grateful.
I think he stood up because Monica was finished.
I was also very, very happy and grateful. And actually, what's happening now with me and Denis Matsuev, that we have this incredible collaboration and performances around the world. Now we're off to London to perform on the 23rd. And then we go to different places and we perform from classical to jazz, this kind of unusual shows. And, you know, just look for us and follow.
Check them out at a theater near you.
And for more info on this issue, you can always contact BoryslavStrulev.com.
Through email also, you can contact.
That's right. He's worthy.
And I need your comments.
Or the 1-900 numbers that he has set up.
Yes. Oh yeah,
1-900 Strula.
And then you'll hear music in the background going bow chicka pick bow wow chicka pick pick bow wow.
$4.99 a minute. I don't know who ever gonna call me.
Yeah,
I don't know. But Charles is writing it down. What are you writing?
number. I got issues. All right.
All right. Come on. This show is getting late. What else you got?
What?
For?
What do you want to conclude
just
with?
Touch a little bit my side of love to movies.
I love
movies. I've been friends with incredible movie musical directors and people actually who produce movies and make music for them. And slowly I started to record something. You know, they were putting me headphones. I was watching the screen with the movie and tried to improvise to fit in. Already what they have, this kind of special effects, sort of chords that it's supposed to be very unusual, nice, and sometimes even sexy.
It's kind of like when Charles makes love to his wife and watches porn.
You know.
So, and I had a possibility of working with Luc Besson, very famous movie director, and my very dear friend, incredible French composer for movies, Simon Cloquet. And we did number of movies with him. So I would like to put our latest movie track, which is a very short, which I just recorded in Paris for a replica of new movie made by French guys, actually Italian director, Vincenzo Morano.
Mm-hmm.
And that's movie, a replica of Departed, this very famous movie, which is...
Yeah, it was all right.
Big hit in America.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
I loved it anyway.
It was okay.
It's a wonderful movie.
It shouldn't have won.
Gene doesn't like it.
I liked it. It was
Charles
okay.
Charles doesn't care, or maybe
because I didn't
saw
see it.
Or
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it.
Okay. But I will, because Charles, you
Charles,
said so.
Charles just rented E.T.
Well, anyway, this is a movie called La Taupe.
La Taupe? Is that the Taupe?
Sort of a Departed. And we're going to play, hopefully, short track.
Okay, from track from Latou.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruder.
Boryslav Charles Cello.
By Simon Cloquet.
Simon Cloquet wrote it.
Paris. Human Paris.
Human Paris. Okay, here you go. Don't mess around now.
Oy vey. We'll be right back. Music of Simon Kloket, performed here by Borislav Strulev, here on Noise
Punk.
You
need a bottle opener for that.
Yeah. He's Charles, trying to open a bottle.
Take your pants off. Let me see your asshole.
So you
anyways,
guys, you're a moron.
It's a wonderful collaboration what I have in my life, being able to actually put my music and my intuition,
Charles sweating,
which I'm getting from a classical background and the greatest composers, and actually to put in our day's movies, because sometimes movie music really, in a way, boring unless you're working with the mega famous star composers. But still, it's really getting into it. But let's move now to the very end of the show, since I'm the only one who is sober and actually going to also talk and represent myself. You're listening to Borislav Strulev. And Borislav Strulev is talking.
Borislav has just taken over our show.
Exactly. Actually,
I protest, you bastard.
Okay. I just want to say something.
Guys, really needs a little round of applause. So if anyone who is now sitting behind or in front of the computer or under or above.
Yeah, just give it away, will you?
Just applaud or put your finger up and say, great, great, great. Thank you to Charles Coleman. And thank you for Gene Pritzker and for the great work, great shows, which they're putting together.
Thank you.
And it's already number what?
Number 19 show we just did.
Number 19.
Yay!
So you see, but it's not over yet. Gene, please come back. He has enormous studio for the radio show that he have to walk basically 4 minutes in order to get back.
Right.
And we really need him back because our show getting...
Ready? Applause.
Okay. Okay, finally.
That only took me...
That was worth it.
Yeah. Only 3 minutes to find. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you guys know me and Charles as Noise Punk and Borislav, but I also have another duet, which is called... Don't do that. Please don't do that.
It's called
Noise Punk and Borislav. Wait, here. I'll pause 1 second. Okay, we're back. Sorry. So basically, we have this duet. It's a cello duet, and I do something called DJ, but not DJ. It's D-I-J, because it's all digital. It's me and a computer processing all this shit, and Borislav playing...
I just want to interrupt you for 1 second.
Cello.
Actually,
oh,
explain as I see the situation. The thing is, I was giving... He's putting now his fingers on the keyboards where the love sound coming from. As I see the situation, I approached long time ago, Gene, and I said, you know what? I have these CDs of classical music, sonatas, and stuff like this. Maybe you can make out of this loungy sort of Buddha bar sound what's supposed to be very hip. I mean, I'm not really great as a classical cellist with all these enormous, incredible styles. But still, by knowing Gene, I thought and I trust his talent to actually rework my already pre-recorded and recorded pieces.
Yes.
That's how we started. And now it took us actually already for a concert to Russia, where
Moscow.
Gene is a very, very big hit.
I am famous. And, nobody knows it.
People adore when he performs with me and also when he raps. By the way, maybe he could give us a little rap line from your new opera, Money.
Okay. Yeah, here it goes. You don't give a fuck about nobody. Sunny dates for Donnie Rumsfeld and his buddies. Funny how it's all about the lining of the pockets. Rockets killing mother and child. Capitalism running wild. What?
Okay. Okay, so you can imagine what kind of situation, if you come to our concert or shows, you can... have when I play
the cello.
Gene is rapping and he's producing this computer
and playing the guitar.
Yeah,
and playing guitar.
And we also played in New York very recently. So I think we should go first. We're gonna play a recorded track of ours that we recorded and did in the studio. And then when we sign out, the goodbye music will be instead of our regular Noise Punk and Borislav, we'll play some from our live concert. How about that? Is
there
that
you
okay
go.
With you, Charles?
There you go.
Charles has to go meet a friend, a gay friend, at. at a bar, so he wants to leave.
So what are we hearing?
Okay, first we want to hear something called Debussy's Lounge, where I take Borislav playing the Debussy cello sonata, a very beautiful piece, with, I think, his mother is on the piano, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Marina Strulova, yeah. My very dear mother.
his very dear mother, as opposed to his other mother, who's not that dear.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
So this is Noise Punk and Baroslav playing
Debussy's Lounge.
Here
on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
I just want to add, since I have this possibility of this live radio show, Mina, I love you.
Mina, Mina, we all love you.
Opportunity knocks. All right, here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
Debussy's Lounge by Boris.
We just heard it.
Noise Punk and Boris. Sorry.
Debussy's Lounge by Gene Pritzker here on Noise Punk and Dust Current.
Performed
played
by Noise Punk and Dust and Boroslav.
I was about to mention that.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Boroslav, our guest cellist.
Yes.
That's it. What's up for you next? Where do you go now?
Well, I would like to first of all thank you, Charles, and
thank you,
Gene, for having me.
Eugene.
Eugene, you. That's you. And I'm very happy to be you guys on your show, really, because we're friends for a long time, but we really have something to share, and I would like to thank our audience for their patience and also for their attention, and obviously and hopefully for follow-up with all our agendas. Yep. And for me next is just to be a steel cellist and perform and be what I do, and actually to survive in a very, not in a way, easy life, what we musicians have now in 21st century.
Charles' agenda is just to keep being a male.
Thank you, Gene.
He keeps on changing his gender.
Thank you so much for everything.
Pardon me.
BorisLavStrulev.com.
Yes, BorisLavStrulev.com.
Big appearance at Carnegie Hall.
June 8th.
June 8th. Please come.
What are you, an echo?
Yeah, I'm an
echo. Okay, Borislav, thank you very much for
being... And rather than ending with our regular theme music, we're going to end with another... Is it Debussy's...
Well, Borislav and I, we played a concert at a church downtown, and the recording is not too bad, so we're going to play a little track, a little part. It was like an hour show. I'm going to cut up a little part and put a little noise punk in the Borislav. And here comes the music.
Until next time,
noise to you.
Right.